The history of transition metal chemistry goes back quite a long way. Werner then was looking at silver and the reaction of it with cobalt chloride complexes. Now at that stage the term complexes hadn't been developed. The silver reacts quantitatively with chloride, so he was trying to investigate the structure of these cobalt chlorides, knowing only that there was cobalt chloride and ammonia there at that point. So we're able to get analytical information but not sort of describe how these things were bonding together. So in this case then, we see that for this compound here, he was able to precipitate out a couple of chlorides. For this one down here, it was able to precipitate out one chloride. So it was indicating that somehow or other, some of these chlorines were actually not available to react with the silver. From this then, he came up with the concept of ligands, these things then that were covalently bound to the metal. And once something was covalently bound, then it wasn't available to react with the silver plus iron. So in this case then, we had three available chlorides, so we precipitate out three silver chlorides. This one, we've got two chlorides outside the square bracket. So the chloride inside the square bracket then is a ligand, and it's now covalently bonded to cobalt, whereas these two chlorides outside the square bracket then are simply counter ions that are balancing the charge. So that would be indicating then that there's a 2 plus charge on the square bracket, because we've got two chlorides, each of them with a 1 minus charge sitting outside the bracket. Now the term then that he coined for the thing inside the square bracket then is a metal complex,